Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thanks so much for listening. Today, we're talking about the student walkouts across the country and why the person who was once called the next Steve Jobs is now facing federal charges. Plus, a solar storm's effect on Earth and a controversial kiss on American Idol. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. And hang out today after the news for Three Question Thursday. We're talking about that student movement about gun violence and the strategies the Florida teens use to make sure the country listens. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Thursday, March 15th. You ready? Let's do this. Part tribute, part protest. The Wall Street Journal says nearly a million students across the U.S. took part and walked out of class yesterday for 17 minutes. 1 minute for each of the 17 people killed in the school shooting a month ago in Parkland, Florida. The protest part was about gun violence. The Washington Post reports many of the student protesters were pushing for gun control, but there were also some counter-protesters saying they care about the issue, but also want to defend their gun rights. Even Nickelodeon, the TV network, stopped programming for 17 minutes at the time of the walkout with a message that said it's supporting the kids leading the way. All of this comes just 10 days before a big rally planned in Washington, D.C. on March 24th. The surviving students in Florida organized the rally, and it's called March for Our Lives. Again, we'll be talking about this very topic a bit more in today's Three Question Thursday, right after the day's news. We now know who President Trump will be hiring to advise him on all things economy. CNBC reports Larry Kudlow will take the job as top economic advisor. Kudlow is an economist and a senior contributor at CNBC. Remember, Gary Cohn used to have that job and resigned. Cohn was not a fan of the steel and aluminum tariffs that President Trump is putting in place this month, but neither is the new guy, Larry Kudlow. That said, the president feels Kudlow has come around in seeing the new tariffs as a way to better negotiate with other countries. It was definitely a close call, but it seems Democrat Connor Lamb won that special election in western Pennsylvania. He'll take the seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. The New York Times calls it an extraordinary upset because the district has typically voted for Republicans, including Trump. And analysts say it could be a sign for what to expect this November when more seats in Congress are up for grabs. Stay tuned. Things just keep getting worse for Equifax. You know, the credit reporting company that had a big data breach last year? It exposed more than 145 million people's personal information. Well, now, a former Equifax exec has been charged with insider trading. He's basically accused of learning about the data breach and then selling his stock in the company before the public announcement. It's, of course, illegal to use private company info to make money for yourself before other shareholders know what's up. It was once a startup to watch, said to be revolutionizing how blood is tested and analyzed. It was worth $10 billion at one point, and the founder has even been called the next Steve Jobs. Well, not anymore. USA Today reports the founder and CEO of the startup Theranos is now charged with, quote, massive fraud. The SEC says the founder, Elizabeth Holmes, deceived investors and allegedly said Theranos could do a lot more with a small amount of blood than it really could. All right, other things people may be talking about today, a solar storm hitting the U.S. But don't freak out. Even though there's some hype online, not much is expected to happen, except for a prettier than usual light show in the sky and maybe some minor impact on satellites. All of that started, well, yesterday, and it lasts through today. The cool part is that the northern lights are supposed to be looking extra bright and may even be seen from Alaska and the northern U.S., like in Michigan and Maine. IKEA wants to make it easier for you to put their furniture together. Because, you know, you have to assemble IKEA furniture yourself. The new way is through a new partnership with TaskRabbit. So you can basically hire someone, a so-called tasker, to put it together for you as soon as 1 day after you buy. CNBC says it was already working well in the UK, then in NYC and San Francisco, but now it's coming to other major US cities this year. TaskRabbit works kind of like Uber, where the taskers pick up jobs as they want. The show American Idol is dealing with a controversy. So one of the judges, pop star Katy Perry, pretty much forced a kiss on a 19-year-old contestant. He told the judges he's never kissed a girl before. Katy Perry, known for a song called I Kissed a Girl, called him over for a kiss on the cheek and at the last second planted one on the lips. He later told the New York Times he was uncomfortable about it and that he would have said no if she asked first. She and the show have gotten some backlash for it, saying it was really inappropriate. But E! News says the contestant clarified on Instagram that he did not feel sexually harassed. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for 3 Question Thursday, where we dive a little deeper into different news topics every Thursday. This week, we're talking about the students who survived the school shooting in Parkland, Florida a month ago, and how they've strategically made sure their voices are heard, from the initial speeches to the walkouts this week to the rally later this month. And to be clear, this is not a discussion about gun laws or gun control. No one will be giving an opinion about that here. This is a discussion about how these students have reacted to this tragedy and what's worked for them to get their message across. So my guest today is Susan Harrow. She's a world-renowned media coach and author of the best-selling book, Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul. Her clients have been seen on Oprah, CBS, The Today Show, and more. And she has a course called True Shield, Verbal Self-Defense for Girls. And a quick note, you'll hear us talk about Emma Gonzalez. You might remember she's one of the surviving students that has really taken the lead in this movement that the students started. So here's my conversation with Susan Harrow. Hi, Susan. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, I'm so pleased to be here. I think it's such a great show.
So we're obviously talking about the students in Parkland, Florida, who dealt with this tragedy on February 14th. I want to get into how they're reacting to it and the steps that they're taking. But first, do you have any insights on why this time seems so different and why the students are reacting this way this time?
I think it's a matter of, you know, having come full circle, that this is happening so frequently, and that the more the media covers it, the more important it becomes. It like goes exponential. And I would really love to talk about directly how Emma Gonzalez impacted this movement, because I think it's so important for other people who want to create their own movements, who want to, whatever their cause is or whatever their mission is, how they can get it out there in the public and how they can bring it to the forefront of the media, whether it's come that way naturally or not, or if that's something that they want to bring attention to.
What has stood out about how these students are reacting to this?
Whether we agree with anything that she says or not, the way that she handled herself and the way that this movement and the other students are handling themselves is something that we can all take a lesson for. So number one, I think, is she planned out her points that very concisely. And it was really unusual because she had both super strong emotion and yet vulnerability at the same time. And sometimes that doesn't work with media. Like if we're too emotional and we can't get our points out, then it's like we're feeling it, but the audience isn't. But in this case, she was feeling it and still was so strong. So being both strong and vulnerable at the same time was really very unique, to be able to wipe away her tears, still get her points out and stay on track. That is something that I think we can all follow. The second thing that she did is give perspective. And again, whether you agree with it or not, she said things like she had her facts and stats and all of the situation encapsulated. And what I mean by that is she talked about, you know, the 30 million supporting Trump, the NRA supporting him, 30 million. And then she broke that down to say that that was 5,800 per person, like the worth of a person. And we all know we can't put worth on a person, and that seems actually absurd to say that one person would be worth $5,800.
You know, in case anyone didn't see that, the $30 million that she says the NRA gave to President Trump for his campaign. So that's what she was talking about. And then she broke that down. Yes, yes.
Yeah. But what she did is she took that big number of 30 million and brought it down to a super personal, a person, a student, your child, your daughter, another student. And then the other thing that she did that was really exemplary is she did a call and response. You know, she actually talked to the audience, got their response back. This is very typical in gospel, you know, in gospel churches. So it's like we call to you, you call back, and it creates this energetic circle. So she's not only talking to the students in the audience when she says, you know, no BS, no BS. And that became the repetition of it. And to get the audience and to connect the audience into that circle of repetition, no BS, we don't want BS anymore. And I think what's bringing this to the forefront is listening to our children actually say this of what they want from us. And they're demanding better behavior and better rules from adults to protect them.
Without some of those strategies that she used, whether she really knew it or not at the time, could this have fallen on deaf ears?
I think so. I think it was so well orchestrated. And she said that she learned she thanked one of her teachers for teaching her how to do this.
The same student, Emma Gonzalez, said in another article that when she first started trending on Twitter, she had no idea really how to use that platform. And she had to talk with her friends and other people to make sure that she was trending on Twitter and she really utilized that. How can people use social media and what did they do right to take it beyond the speech that went viral and make sure that she's using that on a continuous basis?
Well, the never again, that is not only, you know, the hashtag that they chose, but the words never again are also very powerful.
Really good points. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And you can learn more about Susan Harrow at prsecrets.com. You'll also find links about her and this topic in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com. From the homepage, click episodes and find Thursday, March 15th. As always, that's also where you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about today. Thank you so much again for listening. The Newsworthy is ready for you by 4 in the morning Eastern Time every weekday. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.